Welcome to the J Porks Podcast. Coming to you straight out of Staten Island, New York. Bringing you a weekly episode with the finest music news, server problems, and whatever else is going on in Jay's life. Thank you so much for listening. Without further ado, here's Jay.
I don't get the joke. Temporary layoff, good times, easy credit ripple, good times, scratching and surviving, good times. None of these are good things. It's like sodomy is coming, good time. No, it's not. It's not at all. I'm not one of these guys who's blaming the world for where I'm at. I'm at where I'm at because I made bad decisions. But on top of those bad decisions, God's looping up my ass. There's not a thing I know how to do. All I know how to do is take videos at concerts. It's really all I know how to do. And write some words and do a podcast. I don't know how to do anything else. This idea that Pearl Jam are the heroes of the Seattle movement is absolute lunacy. It's insanity. And the no smoking policies kill me. No one wants to smoke in the venue, don't worry. But if the show is going to be 3 hours long, you better stamp my fucking hand and give me and show me where the door is to go out and smoke a cigarette. I paid $60 for a seat so I can retrieve the seats when I come back in from smoking a cigarette.
I always talk about weed. Force headline on you. I am not going to hit you. Here's what I don't want to do. I don't want to force things. I will never force a headline on you. I am not going to hit you with a weird festival in, you know, Florida with one band I've heard of and a bunch of EDM artists on it. I'm not going to read that to you. It doesn't do you any good. It doesn't do me any.
So the lady goes, "Stop complaining. At least you're not dead."
Staten Island is a racist place. Just because you may not be a racist doesn't mean you can write an article saying, "Why are we known as racist? That's so wrong. It shouldn't be like that."
Well, everybody's a racist. Spend your day clipping coupons. Go to the supermarket. Buy food. And prepare it at home. I know that's a wild and crazy idea. You can't... Don't you dare! Spin Magazine, you do some dumb things. But I gotta tell you, you spent 7 weeks hyping the Ryan Adams covering Taylor Swift album, and then you panned it? Are you good?
Yo, what is the word, people? Welcome to another action-packed edition of the J Porks Podcast. I am Jay Porks, with me as always on the other side of the glass, making sure this is a well-oiled podcast machine. Every week is the ever-popular Nobody. Should we address the issue that you're wondering about right now, or should I just go into regular podcast mode here? All right, I guess we should address it. I guess we should. As you can hear, I have finally gotten myself some actual gear. I've actually gotten myself some actual gear to actually record a podcast that actual people will listen to. So here we are. Here we are. I see the bars on my Audacity program here are flying off the charts. And that just makes me feel all sorts of good. Okay. I was going to hold off till next year. I was going to hold off for another 2 weeks to debut the new gear, but I'm really mad at last week's episode. I had a lot of good zingers in there. I had my Army-Navy joke. I had my Moed on the bus joke, but the mic was all warpy because the headphone jack and my computer that I used to use to record the podcast was all fucked up. Well, that computer is no longer in existence. I took a bat to it like they did in Office Space. I actually saw it on Family Guy, but And I didn't take a bat to it. It's right over there. It's going to make a great doorstop someday. And it's got my cool Foxy Shazam sticker and my Ume sticker on it. Ume pre-preggers. So, that's how you know it's real. Okay. Are you as happy as I am about this? I am. You don't understand how happy I am. I used to have, and you know what? And I have to get off Twitter. Okay. I used to have to take the netbook, the old school netbook that has no keyboard working, and record the podcast on there, and then, and only then, would I be able to take the podcast, put it on a flash drive, put it on my other computer, convert the files, send them to Andy. It's a whole spiel. Now it's like, look at me. Now I'm just plugged in to my regular computer. I'm on my regular computer doing regular things. And it's just great. I don't have a whole setup here. I do want to say one thing before I get started on complaining about things. If anybody has any home remedies on how to get rid of a sty/clogged tear duct, us here at the J-Porks Podcast would really appreciate it. Because here's the thing. Every time, like, I'm getting ready for an event, well, not an event, but in the next week, it's Christmas, which means it's Christmas Eve on Thursday, I've got a packed-out dining room to deal with on Thursday. And I can't be answering questions about my eye being explosions in my eye here. Not explosions in the sky, but explosions in my eye. I can't have that. I can't have people asking me questions about what happened to your eye. What happened? I don't know. If I knew what happened, I'd be able to get rid of it. So, I've been using a tea bag along with a hot compress. If you guys have any ideas, jporkspodcast@gmail.com. That is jporkspodcast@gmail.com. I'm really happy this is all working out. I want to get into an unpopular opinion that I may have expressed last week. But I've got to... First, I'm going to say I'm sorry. Sorry if I offend you. Adele. Music is an event, is the line I want to address. Okay, now, I understand you don't want to stream your record. That's fine. That's good. You have your reasons for it, and I'm not arguing with you about it. Well, I might, but I can't actually find you because you're famous, and I'm not. So it's going to be hard for me to actually personally argue with you about it. So you don't want to put your album on Spotify, that's fine. You don't want to put your album on iTunes, Apple Music, that's fine. I believe music should be an event, Adele told Time Magazine. I don't use streaming. I buy my music. I download it. And I buy a physical copy. Just to make up for the fact that someone else somewhere isn't. Okay. There's a lot to go on in this little three-sentence series here. But I'm going to take it one at a time. I believe music should be an event. Good. That's fantastic. So did Metallica. That time that they released their record to Madison Square Garden. Didn't they have... Metallica had... Was it Ride the Lightning? Now I have to pause it to look it up. I was seeing videos from it at Orion Music and More Festival. Okay, so I went to look something up and... I paused this, so I had to stop it. Okay, I'm learning. I'm learning the new equipment. In August 1991, Metallica threw a listening party for fans of the Black Album. They sold out Madison Square Garden to listen to their record, okay? That's an event. I would call that an event. Me buying an MP3 and listening to it on my computer, I'm sorry that that's not an event to me. Doesn't matter what band it is. Okay, so music should be an event, then make it one. tour with your album. Why don't you only play your album at a listening party to fans of your music in all of these towns and just go on a tour premiering the new record? Don't let cameras in, because then they're not gonna, then they'll take video of your new song, Hello, or whatever it is, where you call someone on a flip phone. I don't understand why you're doing that. So if music is an event, then you need to make it one. Not just because you say it's an event, it's an event. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I disagree. I beg to differ with your hypothesis. I'm sorry. Next quote. I don't use streaming music. I don't use streaming. I buy my music. I download it, and I buy a physical copy. Just to make up for the fact that someone else somewhere isn't. Okay? Adele named her record 25 after her age, right? All right. So why does she behave like she's 55? I don't stream. I buy my music. I download my music. I need a physical copy. What are you, 60 years old? Yeah, I mean, I could understand if this was like Paul McCartney and like, oh man, he's old. The future's passing him by. Adele's in this time. She's younger than me. What? I don't understand. And icing on the cake is, I buy a physical copy just to make up for the fact that someone else somewhere isn't. So let's address the issues why they're not buying physical copies. Maybe they can't afford it. Okay, so if you can't afford music, Adele doesn't want you listening to her record. That's what it comes down to. Who buys two copies of something? I'm sorry, I don't believe that. I don't care how much money Adele has. There's no chance that she fucking buys two copies of each record that she wants to own because someone's not buying it. That's bullshit, all right? If you really like an album that much, you will buy it. Adele also said she feels streaming is a bit disposable, adding, I know that music streaming is the streaming music is the future, but it's not the only way to consume music. I can't pledge allegiance to something that I don't know how I feel about yet. Pledge allegiance? Listen, no one is asking you to pledge allegiance. They're just saying that maybe not everyone's going to pay $20 to listen to your record. Maybe that's something that you have to cope with. Or maybe she doesn't have to cope with it because people are buying it. People buy. Here, you know what? I'll give you a real, I'm going to give you the low down dirty secret about why people are buying Adele's record. Are you ready? Are you ready for the secret about why Adele's record is selling like crazy? Give you a hint. People like Adele. Okay? People like Adele. They like her music, so people are going to buy it. It's good music for grandmothers, as Noel Gallagher would say. You know what grandmothers do? Buy music. They buy music. You don't have to pretend. Let's not go off the deep end claiming that this is the greatest record to ever come out in the history of life, okay? She didn't stream it, so therefore she got the default sales. That's what happens when people like you. People like you, they buy your stuff. I don't understand. People buy One Direction albums too. You know what I'm saying? I mean, those guys are in good enough financial shape where they can go on a hiatus. They're like 14. They're on a hiatus. All right? Adele didn't put out an album for 4 years. And people like you. Streaming music's a bit disposable? Listen, I'm not a fucking scientist, I'm not a fucking computer programmer, and I don't work in the record industry. I don't fucking know. Disposable? How? Explain to me how. I think disposable is something I could throw away. Like a CD. I think streaming music, when I turn on my iPhone and I load into my Spotify, I think it's all going to be there. Under my saved tracks. Again, I'm not in the industry. I'm not pretending that I'm in the industry. I'm not pretending to know things that I don't know. I'm just wondering aloud about Adele thinks that she saved the fucking world because she let people listen to a record. Adele, I will play your record on my podcast right now, right this second, for free. I will. I don't care. Ask me if I care. Do you care? I don't care. She doesn't know how she feels about streaming music yet. I don't know. Pandora was invented like 11 years ago. I mean, I think it's time to pick a side, Adele. When you were 10, when they invented like Napster, you should have started picking a side. Furthermore, I'd love to be able to like, I mean, this isn't possible, but imagine if like your hard drive was with you. Like, imagine if every computer you were on, like, the memory of what you, like, the history of what you searched, what you did, if you carried around, if you carried that around with you for the rest of your life. Like, I'd love to see Adele's computer when Napster came out. Because if you're gonna tell me that all Adele's friends were downloading music for free, and Adele chose not to because she felt it was disposable, I'm sorry. I'm just not gonna buy that. I'm not buying it. Just like I'm not buying Adele's record. You might be listening to this and saying, Jay, who the fuck cares? Jay, you know what? I agree. I agree with Adele. Music should be an event. Okay. That's why we all have opinions. But if you're asking me, if you want to ask me, if you want to have an event, do what Metallica did. Sell out the Garden. Event. An event for who? An event because I gotta spend $20? It's all about me spending $20. You know that? All this comes down to is Jay, they want Jay to spend $20 on something. And I gotta tell you, I don't have $20. I don't have $10. I don't have $5. We'll get some headlines, more headlines, when we come back after this.
Hey everybody, it's Andy from the Andy Dare Show, just thanking you for checking out the Jay Porks podcast. If you want to support Jay and his show, it's easy, and it's free. All you got to do is go to Facebook, search Jay Porks, and push the like button. Also on Twitter, at Jay Porks. Also Instagram, at Jay Porks. There's a running theme here, it's Jay Porks all the time. And the HQ is jayporks.com. If you want to support the Dare Podcast Network, all you got to do is go to andydare.com and subscribe via iTunes. You'll get the Andy Dare Show, the Jay Porks Experience, the Tyler Cale Show, and Spin Class for absolutely $0. We want to thank everybody who's helped spread the word here at Dare Network over 2 years that we've been doing it. And back to the Jay Porks Podcast.
And we are back. You know how great it is to be far away from the microphone and be talking? It's just fantastic. It's just fucking fantastic. And I can't express my thanks enough to Amanda for looking out for me with all of the cool gear and for the birthday pimping. Mucho apreciado. Before we get into a few headlines, I want to explain, not explain, but I want to like, here's the thing. This microphone makes the podcast 1,000 times more interesting. Because here's what we can do. Now, I've been telling people to send me an email, jporkspodcast@gmail.com. That's jporkspodcast@gmail.com. Now, you can do that. Or, if you really don't like something I say, I'll put you on Skype. You can come on the show. We'll hash it out on air. I don't care. I don't mind. I would love to get some other people involved in here. Also, makes it a lot easier to have guests on the show now that I'm using, now I'm recording with a computer that actually has Wi-Fi. Yeah, did I mention the netbook without a keyboard also didn't have Wi-Fi? It was a clusterfuck, to say the least. But we're looking good here. So what you can do is ask for my Skype, jporkstar, P-O-R-K-S-T-A-R, jporkstar. Might be Jason Porkstar. Either way, if you want to get on the podcast, let me know. Also, if you, you know, should be a lot easier to have guests on. I had Christina on for the 100th episode. I'll probably be having her on more often since I don't sound like shit anymore. And that would be fantastico. Now, before I jump into music, I have to... Have you seen the Macaulay Culkin thing? Okay. Everybody's seen Home Alone. I don't have to ask you if you've seen Home Alone. You've seen it. Okay. Just imagine this video of Kevin McAllister. Kevin McAllister. Macaulay Culkin is playing a grown-up version of Kevin McAllister in a five-minute online short. It is great. It's fantastic. I just can't get over how great it is. And it took over the internet this week, as well it should have. Home Alone's Kevin McAllister has grown into a bitter, maladjusted adult. Sitting over there, he's got the long, stringy hair, he's got the fucking... the unlit cigarette, and he's talking about how his parents left him at home for Christmas. It's fucking... it's great. It's amazing. I never thought anything would be that good. I really didn't. Okay. Now, headlines. We got good news and bad news. Which one do you want me to go with? Oh, that's right. This is a podcast. You can't talk back to me. Okay. Let's go with good. Why not? Good news. New music coming from Nine Inch Nails in 2016. That's right, folks. It happened with a tweet from Trent Reznor that revealed the following. New Nine Inch Nails coming in 2016. Other stuff too. Revealed. I kind of thought that there would be more to that. I thought, I opened it up at the Brooklyn Vegan. I thought that that would be the... I thought there'd be a story. But it says, that's all we know for now. Maybe some of the songs stemmed from the stuff he was telling Rolling Stone about over the summer. As Trent Reznor told Rolling Stone when asked, are you working on new music? He said, yeah. I've been messing around with some things. And I went through a period of tour. Things right after another, with scores and what I've been doing whilst working on Apple Music. Here is what I call laboratory time. More experiments without any definite agenda. It's not for a thing. It's not a record I'm trying to finish in a month. It's more just feeling around in the dark and seeing what sounds interesting. It's nice to do that every few years. To try and reinvent and discover and learn about yourself. And what feels exciting to you as an artist? Well, the sounds Nine Inch Nails makes, some might call it interesting. That's one way to put it. Machines working in a hollow factory is another way to put it. Better than EDM is the true way to put it. Okay. Now for the bad news. It's bad. It's not that bad news, but you people really think it's bad news. CBGB's is reopening. No, don't get excited. It's reopening as a restaurant. Womp womp womp. It's reopening as a restaurant. In the Newark airport. Womp, womp, womp. The fuck is that? When Hilly Kristal opened CBGB's on Bowery in 1973, he served his special chili, cooked in the presence of the chef's pet rat. Alright, that's disgusting, first of all, and I'm never eating there. Now that I know that fact. Hilly's chili contains surprise seasonings like cigarette ashes and bodily fluids. What is this? What? Who wants to eat this stuff? All right. Oh my god. That was the funniest sentence I've ever read in my life. Okay. Hilly's chili contains surprise seasonings like cigarette ashes and bodily fluids. But the venue is known for the music, not the menu. The Talking Heads, Blondie, and the Ramones all found their sound on its ramshackle stage. It was legendary, and when Crystal died in 2007, his venue faded away with him. Consider this the final nail in the coffin of CBGB, the Bowery, punk, everything. CBGB is reopening as a restaurant in Newark Airport. What? How? Why? Last year, Grub Street buried this bit in an article about Newark dining. Harold Moore hooked up with lamented CBGB and will serve American fare in a fun environment recalling the legendary music venue. The fare will include $9 deviled eggs, an $11.50 wedge salad, and a $14 cheeseburger. There will not be an homage to Hilly's Chili for any price. I don't even know what a fucking wedge salad is, alright? The current owner of all things CBGB declined to comment on the venture, but it seems that all CBG trademarks have been assigned to a holding company, and it is they who are behind this airport nonsense. Alright. I don't think it's the nail in the Bowery, in punk, and everything. Because if you go to the Bowery, try to find something that's left over from 1973 besides Katz's. Let me know. People romanticize New York City. It's not like that anymore. It's not like, oh, well, CBGB's is close, so I'll go to that other place that plays punk rock like CBGB's did back in the day. That's not gonna happen. And for them to open up a restaurant in Newark Airport, whoever owns the name... See, guys, it's a branding thing. Whoever owns the name decided that they're gonna make money by opening a restaurant in Newark Airport and calling it CBGB. It's got nothing to do with music. It's not like CBGB opens and punk rock is dead. One thing has nothing to do with the other. And if you guys want to save punk rock, don't go behind Adele's record. I mean, that's really what's killing things. Hilly's Chili. Let's go back for a second, because I'm still a little disgusted here. So, Hilly's got a special chili, all right? It's cooked in the presence of his pet rat. That's a violation of the health department. Actually, I'm pretty sure if a chef has a pet rat, your restaurant is closed. That's A. Surprise seasonings like cigarette ashes and bodily fluids. What? When do you hear the terms cigarette ashes and bodily fluids and think, I'm hungry, I want to eat some chili? It's already going to put a hole in your stomach. It's chili. I find it hard to believe that Hilly is making chili. Like, I mean, okay. You can't smoke in a kitchen, all right? I mean, I understand that this was 1973. I didn't even know CBGB's had food until now. That is a true story. If you want to hear a true story, hear about the story where I didn't know that CBGB's had food until now. Until right now. They had food? Why? Why would you want food when you're taking in the Ramones and there's like 1,000 of you in enough space where 70 people are allowed to be? I don't get it. When do you eat? Do you eat before the set? Do you eat during the opening band? When do you order? There are seats there? Am I standing and eating chili? Like, when it comes out of the kitchen, if it's fresh, do I need to have one of the bouncers drop cigarette ashes inside of it to make sure that it's got its special seasoning? Does somebody shoot a load in it before it comes out to me? Bodily fluids? I'm glad they're moving this to Dirty Jersey. Keep this dirty chili away from me. I don't need Hilly's chili. Supervised by the pet rat. Are you joking? Like that was gonna be something I wanted to indulge in? I don't get that for 1 second. There's not one single solitary second where I understand why anyone would want to eat chili that contains bodily fluids and cigarette ashes. I got my own cigarette ashes. All right. Few more things happening here. The Stone Temple Pilots released a tribute to Scott Weiland via Rolling Stone. They it's a song called Atlanta off number 4. And they've isolated the vocals to "We put the master up of a song called Atlanta from the number 4 record that we really feel highlights the true brilliance of Scott. We would like to share it with you." And for those who didn't know, the cause of death on Scott Weiland is that ever so tricky accidental drug overdose. You know, the accidental overdose. I'm still having trouble understanding what an accidental overdose is. Because if you want to die, you take too much of something. If you take too much of something and you... See, overdose means I took too much. Accidental overdose is like I accidentally took too much. You know what I'm saying? Does it only make sense to me? Maybe I'm having a conversation inside my own head about this. But I just feel that nobody accidentally overdoses. Is that when you overdose, you had the intention of doing drugs and doing a lot of them to the point where you were no longer conscious and dead. Just saying. Accidental overdose. Like, so if a guy comes into the emergency room and he's written songs, do you just write accidental overdose? Is that just what that is? Crazy. The year is coming to an end. Gonna get a lot of that new year, new me. New year, new me. I'm the only one who... It actually is a new year, new me. I actually got the fucking microphone going. But we got all the year-end lists. Everyone's got a year-end list. Everyone's got Adele at the top. Everyone's got Adele and Kendrick Lamar at the top. Well, I've got a handful of albums that I enjoyed this year. But before I say that, let me just say that... you know what? I want to check the date before I even say this. The top of every year-end list is Adele and Kendrick Lamar. And I'm not saying that Kendrick Lamar didn't put out a cute record. I'm just saying that about a month ago or 2 months ago. Actually, when's the date? Damn it. On November 20th, Jadakiss dropped an album that blows Kendrick Lamar out of the water. I was listening to that in my friend's whip the other day. Yes, I said whip because I'm talking about rap. I said whip. We were in the hoop. We were cruising. I was listening to some of these new joints from Jada. No, but seriously. Like, the Kendrick Lamar is, it's a good record. It's the number one record of the year. For reals, though? For reals? So, like, yeah, okay. Yay, Adele. Yay, Kendrick Lamar. Tell you, a handful of records that I enjoyed this year. And listen, I'm not even looking for... I'm not trying to... This isn't the best albums of 2015, what I'm about to say. This is just a couple of records that I'm thinking off the top of my head that came out this year that were awesome and aren't getting enough praise from any of these year-end lists. The first one is obvious. Local H, Hey Killa. Local H continues to put out records. Solid record after solid record after solid record. And people like it when it comes out. And then they go around the country playing $15 venues for 50 people at a time. I don't understand. Now, I know that Scott Lucas doesn't care. I know that Scott Lucas enjoys, you know, just touring and being in a band. I get it, and it's cool. Different people have different goals in life. Adele wants to be, you know, Adele wants to not stream her music. Scott Lucas doesn't really give a fuck. At the same time, that record is solid. And it's not even being mentioned. Nobody even cares about it. And it's just sickening to me. It just makes me, it drives me up a wall. This is again. They did it with Hallelujah, I'm a Bum also. They did that and nobody cared. Not that nobody cared, but mainstream media didn't care. What about, you know, I saw Marilyn Manson this year. I saw Marilyn Manson and Stone Temple Pilots. I saw Marilyn Manson and Smashing Pumpkins. The Pale Emperor was Marilyn Manson's best record in like 15 years. All right, I don't know about 15 years, but I'd have to look up when that last album came out. I was fairly young the last time I enjoyed a Marilyn Manson song, I'll tell you that. But The Pale Emperor's solid rock and roll. No gimmicks, no nothing. An album that is getting some of the praise it deserves is the new Kurt Vile record, Believe I'm Going Down. The new Kurt Vile record is beautifully amazing, filled with awesome tracks. Just listen to Pretty Pimpin'. Go listen to Pretty Pimpin'. And tell me you're not a fan. It's like a mellowed out Jay Maskus, man. It's amazing. And I do like that all of the that there's no capital letters in the album. That makes me happy. Believe I'm Going Down. I mean, I make fun of Jack White a lot, but the Dead Weather had a new album out this year, Dodge and Burn. Is that record not good enough to make anyone's list? But of course, you know, I mean, the J-Porks Podcast Man of the Year. Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds with Chasing Yesterday. How many year-end lists is that on the top of? I'm not saying that your list is wrong. I'm just saying that your list is wrong. Because it's impossible to put a record that came out 2 weeks ago, number two, for the entirety of 2015. It just doesn't make any sense. Even if you like the record that much, it can't be number two. It just came out. Other records are being penalized for just coming out. What about Chris Cornell, Higher Truth? Yeah, I'm going to Google that just to make sure it came out this year. Because that was a record that I thoroughly enjoyed. September 8th? Really? Okay. It came out on September 18th. That, like, just happened. Okay. On nobody's list. Now, I did have to see it live before I bought into the record. I do admit that. And I'll tell you a little secret. You know how I really got into the record? I put some of the songs on a Spotify playlist! I put them on a Spotify playlist so I can listen to it for free before I spent my money on it. Because I don't have money, I can't just throw around $20 to every fucking artist that I want to support. I'm sorry, Adele. Why? I could listen to Chris. Alright. You know what? If you want to go like voice for voice, I will put Chris Cornell over Adele. I'm sorry. Like, I understand, like, oh, you know, Jay, you're into rock and roll, I'm into this pussy music. I mean, I get it, alright, you're into pussy crap. You're into stuff that, you know, you're into music that you like to listen to while a guy named Bubba is lubing up your asshole and sliding a penis inside of you. I mean, listen, you like that stuff. That's fine. That's acceptable for you. I'm just saying that if you want to go, like, isolate the instruments, just take the vocals. Adele versus Cornell? It's no question. There's no question that I'll take a truth, a higher truth. A higher truth. No, but for real. These are all records that came out in 2015 that are way better than anything on the Rolling Stone list. Don't get your panties all in a bunch. Just checking. Just giving you my list. Sorry if that makes you feel uncomfortable. And you know what? If you really want to check out an eclectic list, go to ChristinaRocks.com. She has, she's listing her top albums of the year. And I'll be honest, I scrolled through the page. I haven't heard of any of these records. Which, you know what that means? That means that that's somebody who's listening to fucking music. Because she's got records that no one, she's not like taking the mainstream approved records and giving them to you. Like, you know, like I did a couple of minutes ago. She's not doing that. She did her own research. She did her own work. And she's going to tell you why these albums are the best albums of 2015. I tell you, the ability to surf the web and podcast simultaneously, just fantastic. Just fantastic. Okay. So there's that. I had a tweet earlier. I wanted people to send me what they thought their favorite headline of the year was. And I can't, if you guys emailed me, sorry. I've got a bunch of Bret Hart fans in my email. Because all I do is, now I just troll YouTube videos and I troll Bret Hart fans at night now for not dropping the belt in Montreal that time. It's the delight of my day. I can't be happier when I open up Google or whatever, or YouTube, and I look at the little notifications thing, and it's like 11 notifications. There's a bunch of people who want to come and kill me, and it's like, yo, you know, it's fake, right? I mean, I just want to say that. Furthermore, just one more little WWE point really quick. WWE, the Slammy Awards. Now, they have the Slammy Awards. You vote on your favorite thing, whatever. I'm not voting on social media because I don't want people to know that I'm watching wrestling. Do you get it? Do you get what I'm saying? Like, why would I want to share that information with, like, hot girls and future employers? Do you guys understand? Do you get it? Next year, can we just have the poll on the website? Like normal things do? Why do I have to tell everyone I'm voting? Come on, man. All right. So. Okay. I've addressed the new mic. I've addressed Adele. I've addressed Adele again. I went 9 Inch Nails. I went Adele again. I really hate this broad. I mean, seriously. All right. So for... Alright. So for the final time this year, I'm only going to assume it's the final time this year, unless I'm told that it's not the final time this year. I'm going to give you the list of websites you need to go to help keep me in business. First of all, there is always ConcertConfessions.com. That's where you're going to get all your live music news and reviews for the fans by the fans. I will be at Ween in April. That's going to happen. Anything else that happens before that is just house money. Also go to ChristinaRocks.com. I already mentioned her already. Hang the DJ. 89xradio.com every Sunday morning. Throwback alternative, like it's Thursday, only on Sunday. Every Sunday morning, 8 to 12.01. Check her out. Tweet at her, at Christina Rocks. She's the coolest cucumber in the salad. And tell her I sent you. I don't know why, but maybe she'll like that. Also, we got andydera.com. That's headquarters, HQ. That's where you get all your Dera Network podcast needs. Whether that's the Tyler Kale Show, Jesse Unplugged, it's Spin Class. Smooth Operators is no more. Why do I still have Smooth Operators in my head? Because it's a cool fucking name. Spin Class with Tyler Andy. The sultry tones of the J Porks podcast. I can actually sing. There's a bunch of stuff I can do. Oh, I can play sound bites? This is dope. This is going to be great. Also, every week the headlines are powered by Antiquiet. Until next year, folks. Wacky Weed and Warren Zevon. Late.
This has been the J Porks Experience. Thank you so much for listening.